Home improvement? Listen to these guys at 11 o'clock. If you need home improvement, talk to these guys after the show. We'll have a great weekend. 57 degrees tomorrow, 55 on Sunday. If you are sitting at home, you are wasting your time. Have a great weekend. Good morning, Hunter, and HuntChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We've spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We've lost thousands of lives. We've got wounded warriors who I love all over the place.
Donald Trump standing by his comments that invading Iraq was probably the worst decision ever made in the history of the country. Trump tells NBC's Today Show that it also led to the destabilization of the Middle East. He says the U.S. has totally lost the war in Iraq.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
There is no way we are going to allow a con artist to take over the conservative movement.
Marco Rubio isn't letting up on his attacks against Donald Trump following the latest GOP debate. Rubio tells CBS this morning that Trump is totally unprepared to be president. The real estate mogul was repeatedly attacked by Rubio and Ted Cruz during last night's CNN debate in Houston. Police in Kansas are investigating the motives of a gunman who killed three people and wounded more than a dozen at a factory where he worked. Authorities in Heston, north of Wichita, say 38-year-old Cedric Ford went on a nearly half-hour-long shooting spree yesterday. The military is sending a message to Russia and North Korea by test firing an unarmed nuclear missile off the coast of California. Deputy Defense Secretary Robert Wark said the test sends a message to strategic rivals that the U.S. is prepared to use everything it has in defense of the country. Newly released emails indicate Michigan Governor Rick Snyder's former chief of staff wanted to buy bottled water for Flint last March. Snyder has said he knew nothing about the lead contamination in the city's water until later in the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hunger Games star Jennifer Lawrence is this year's highest paid Oscar nominee.
According to Forbes, Jennifer Lawrence, who received a Best Actress nomination for Joy, earned $52 million between June of 2014 and June of 2015. Lawrence's nomination this year is her fourth. At 25, she's the youngest person ever with four nominations. She won Best Actress for 2012's Silver Linings Playbook. Lawrence gets paid almost twice as much as his second highest paid Oscar nominee, Leonardo DiCaprio, who made $29 million. DiCaprio was nominated for Best Actor for his performance in The Revenant. Next up is Matt Damon, Best Actor for The Martian, who made $25 million. I'm Tammy Rose.
A woman is recovering in Ohio after receiving the first uterus transplant performed in the U.S. The Cleveland Clinic says a staff of transplant and gynecological surgeons worked for 9 hours Wednesday transplanting a donor uterus into a 26-year-old woman. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Donald Trump will soon be on a San Diego witness stand. Randy Fuller has the story.
The Republican presidential candidate will testify in a class action lawsuit set to go to trial in San Diego this May. Trump is accused of fraud in connection with his now closed Trump University. Two separate lawsuits were filed in 2010 that alleged that the school scammed thousands of students who hoped to get rich in real estate. I'm Randy Fuller.
Scientists believe the sea sponge was the first animal on Earth. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology conducted genetic analysis on rocks that are 640 million years old and discovered a molecule from a sea sponge. That would mean the sea sponge appeared about 100 million years before scientists previously thought the world's first animals existed. This coming Monday is February 29th, an event that only happens once every 4 years. It's Sleep Day, an extra day added to the calendar every 4th February to keep our seasons from getting out of whack. Everyone knows a year is 365 days long, but that's not exactly accurate. It actually takes the Earth about 365 and one quarter days to travel around the sun. Now, to keep the extra time from throwing things off, the Romans decided a couple thousand years ago to add an extra day every 4 years. The Pope made some slight adjustments in the 1500s, but leap years have stayed with us ever since. Just a quaint little history factoid that might cause you to leap into Monday. After the weekend, of course. Powered by WesternJournalism.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
There will be a noontime ceremony today.
Famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work. Going to school. Ring of errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're none of the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Huntington County, New Jersey, and we are young. All right. Well, it's Friday, folks, and it's time to Enjoy the weekend coming up. Kind of shifted on us. We're expecting the weather to be good on Saturday and Sunday. It's still going to be that way, but the warmer weather, the milder weather, is going to be on Sunday and Monday, and that's the sneaky part of it. So it's going to be a little cooler today and tomorrow, and then we'll get back to, I guess, seasonably milder or even abnormally milder. It is 11 after 8. Got to look at traffic, find out what's going on Hunter County roads from HERTTMA.com. You can get the same alerts I do. Just register with HERTTMA.com, and they will send you the alerts via smartphone, email. You can get them on text message if you follow them on tweeting. And then you use quick text to get it over to your cell phone for text messages. All right, so here we go. Doesn't look as many, but we still got some stuff that's come through. We have an incident on 78. It's been going on since 6:30 this morning. And it is just a new update here. 78 eastbound in Bedminster. Exit 26, Rattlesnake Bridge Road. There's an accident. Right lane closed. Delays all the way back to exit 18. Along with the sun glare, that's not helping. And an incident on Route 29 in Delaware Township. Area of Bulls Island. There's an accident with an injury. So those two things are slowing things down. And that means you need to slow down a little bit. There you go. Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heidi on. We'll talk about the market's up day yesterday and find out why that happened, even though China was having their Shanghai Index was having a terrible day the previous evening. And we'll talk with Mike. It's time to talk about movies with Mike. He gives us three of them. One in the cinema, one streaming, and one that's his pick of the week. So you're guaranteed at least one. He usually gives you three good ones. Sometimes he tells you to stay away, and that's good too. So we'll talk with Mike from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, it's Hands Across Hunter and Susan Lacks, giving you information about Hunter and Helpline and all the different programs and services that they are in contact with. Their volunteers will help you with anything that has to do with Hunterdon County and the challenges of living in Hunterdon County. So listen to Susan Lacks from 10 to 11 to learn all about that. Pat Gregory and Steve Bailey, Home Sweet Home Team, are on from 11 to 12. And they tell you how to take care of your home, do home improvements, and to look at all the nuances and activities that need to happen to make your home appropriate. Living Consciously with Bob Burns is on from 1 to 3. He's on 2 hours now. Bob, master clinical hypnotherapist, master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, Reiki master, master motivator. He brings all that to you from 1 to 3, Living Consciously. We get Legal Issues with Pat Smits from 4 to 5 as she brings her practice knowledge, attorney practice knowledge, to the studio. And then she's joined by Bill Wolfson and John Manfreda, the sports guys, talking about national sports, and we just started to talk about spring training down in Florida and Arizona, and we're in the middle of the hockey season, we're in the middle of the basketball season, and the combine, the draft combines are going on now for the NFL, so lots of national sports news taking place, and the sports guys will be talking about it. That's all on the HuntChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Pat and Heidi Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, there he is, the Brooklyn boy, Neil Diamond, giving us this information or talking about Forever in Blue Jeans. I wonder why we'd be talking about that. Let's find out. BrownieLocks.com, celebrations and observances for the week and the day. We are in National Date Fruit Week. That's Build a Better Trade Show Image Week, Brotherhood Sisterhood Week, Bird Health Awareness Week, National Entrepreneurship Week, National Eating Disorders Awareness Week, National Engineers Week, National FFA Week, National Invasive Species Awareness Week, National Justice for Animals Week, National Pancake Week, Through with the Chew, Texas Cowboy Poetry. And on Sunday, it's Telecommuter Appreciation Week. Something I do a lot of. That goes on through the 5th, so appreciate your telecommuters. For today, it's National Personal Chef's Day. It's For Pete's Sakes Day. National Bacon Day. That's a good thing to have in the morning. World Pistachio Day. And Levi Strauss Day. Wonder what Levi Strauss came up with. Can you think of it? I don't know. All right, BrownieLocks.com, celebrations and oranges for the week and the day. We'll get to the 29th, and then we'll start March on Tuesday. Pick something. get involved.
If you'll pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Craig Turpin reported yesterday, actually today, New Jersey teachers take flight in Black Hawk helicopter. Really? Educators from Warren County Technical School and North Hunterdon High School flew in a Black Hawk helicopter as part of the New Jersey Army National Guard's Educate the Educators program. The program has been dormant for 6 years before the 24 educators got the chance to fly in a Black Hawk helicopter on February 18th. The group of administrators, guidance counselors, and teachers visited the Joint Training and Training Development Center at Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst on this trip, which was organized by the New Jersey Army Guard Recruiting and Retention Battalion. Quote, I thought today was great. It got us excited on what the Guard has to offer, said Rich Bergax, principal of North Hunterdon High School. The educators walked through the various training lanes available at the Guard facility and tried out the simulators that the military uses to keep their skills sharp. The Educate the Educators program stopped flying in 2009 when the New Jersey Guard's 150th Assault Helicopter Battalion was deployed to Iraq, according to Major Andrew Lazarchik, Recruiting and Retention Battalion commander. And when the unit came back, budget concerns kept the program in hiatus. We are glad to bring back this opportunity to show educators about the Guard's dual mission of serving state and nation, said Lazarchik, who plans to offer one flight a month. So pretty cool. Everybody got to see it and kind of look into what it's like to be part of the National Guard. And the best story I ever got about the National Guard was when we had the 9/11 attacks, and the Air Force and the Navy was out in the Atlantic Ocean protecting our borders, and the National Guard was flying in over our towns and cities to protect our local areas, and was unfortunately our best hour, because they were all working in tandem to do exactly what they needed to do to protect us. But the National Guard, obviously, got to be in some heavy-duty organization to keep the country safe. And that was there was just some great pride in the National Guardsmen that were explaining that to me. And so this was a great opportunity for the National Guard to explain what they do and how they do it over there at the Joint Battalion. And it's good to see. So that's Vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who's got a birthday today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
February 26th, the Oldest Jockey Almanac says that The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl 3D, Taylor Dooley is 23 today. The Sandlot 2, Max Lloyd-Jones is 25. Warm Bodies, Teresa Palmer is 30. It's 31st birthday of Shiloh Fernandez from Evil Dead. Dead Man's Shoes, Emily Askin is 34. Fun Singer, that was Nate Bruce that we were playing a little while ago. He's 34 today. Banshee, Demetrius Gross is 35. Coronation Street, Georgia Taylor is 36. Singer, Corinne Bailey Gray is 37. She sang Is This Love? Young and the Restless, Greg Rickhart is 39. Act of Contrition, Lizzie Lee, 41. The Chosen One, Carolyn Gomez, is 42. Actress in Deep Blue Sea, Erin Bartlett, is 43. Singer and songwriter, Bag Ladies. Actress, The Cider House Rules, Erica Badu, is 45. The Interpreter, Maz Jabrani, is 44. Eureka, Ed Quinn, is 48. Pompeii, Curry Graham, is 49. From Movie Stars, Jennifer Grant, 50. MSNBC, NBC News anchor, Paige Hopkins, is 50 as well. Acapulco Heat, Joey McGuire. Allison Armitage, is 51. Martial artist, actor, Mark DeCascos, is 52. General Hospital's Chase Masterson, 53. Allie McBeal, Greg Gurman, is 58. Barbara Niven, is 63, from A Perfect Ending. Michael Bolton, 63 today. Journey keyboardist Jonathan Kane is 66. Actor in the Bronx Zoo, David Wilson, 67. Singer Sandy Shaw, 69. Actress in Lost in Space, Marta Kristen, is 71. Devil with the Blue Dress On, Mitch Ryder, is singer, is 71 today. Comedian Marilyn Michaels is 73. El Dorado, Michael Carey, is 73. Predator, Bill Duke, is 73. He was the director of actor in Predator and director in Sister Act. Poco, guitarist. Paul Cotton, 73. Playmates, singer. Chick Hedy is 86. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Fats Domino, 88. Television game show host, Tom Kennedy, 89. All those singers, how about that? That's celebrity birthdays. You like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air? Email me at goodmorning@hunterschubert.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. We're going to be back in a minute. Talk to Michelle about the markets. Hang on.
Ron Taylor.
And the wall just got 10 feet taller, believe me.
Donald Trump commented on how Mexico is going to pay for a border wall if a former Mexican president says there's no way it's going to happen. The Republican presidential campaign is getting heated. Donald Trump was repeatedly attacked by Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz during last night's CNN debate in Houston. The senators challenged Trump's conservative credentials and his ability to win an election against Democrat Hillary Clinton. At one point, Trump called Rubio a choke artist and Ted Cruz a liar. Four people are dead after a shooting rampage near Wichita, Kansas. Police say Cedric Ford shot and killed three people and wounded a dozen others at the Excel Industries where he worked in Heston, north of Wichita. Five people are in critical condition. The 38-year-old Ford was killed in a shootout with police. Three of the most powerful players in the tech industry are backing Apple's fight against the federal government. Facebook, Google, and Microsoft all say they'll file friend-of-the-court briefs in Apple's suit to throw out a court order. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy.
One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle. I was just telling her on the off the air, I don't get it. You have Shanghai go down 6% and the U.S. stock market say that's great. And yet every other time we suffered. So what's going on now?
A little bit of an interesting day yesterday, because as we talked about yesterday morning, we had Shanghai down 6%, and the futures were, you know, basically shrugging it off. And then throughout the day, basically, yeah, nobody really focused on China at all. It was back to, the only thing I could see is things were headed back to oil again. But, yeah, I was trying to figure that one out. I'm still scratching my head. And then even this morning when I looked, I was up, I don't know, it was about 5 o'clock this morning, and I took a look at the futures. I know I need to get a life, but the U.S. futures, the Dow were up about 139. They've since pared back a little bit, but they're still higher. Essentially, we do have some key economic data coming out today. So we have the price index of personal consumption expenditures, which excludes food and energy, and that's being released. It'll also include some data on personal income and consumer spending. We also have the second read on the fourth quarter GDP, trade deficit for January, and final consumer sentiment for February. So a bunch of economic data, probably some of that coming out right now as you and I speak. So we'll see what effects that has on it, especially on the consumer spending side of things, because as I mentioned the other day, the US GDP, 75% of it comes from the consumer, so that's a really, you know, important area to look at. If we take a look at oil, we had Brent crude trading up just under 1%. U.S. crude was up about 0.88%. So oil is currently trading a little bit higher as well. On the earnings front, we had Kraft Heinz and Foot Locker both beating. We have Sotheby's reporting a little bit later today. We had Hilton announcing that they're going to be selling off some real estate and timeshare portions of their business, which is interesting. So I guess we'll just continue to focus primarily on hotels. I don't know. I'll have to check that out. And then in overseas trading, we actually had the Nikkei up about a little over 0.25%. The Shanghai was up just under 1%. So they made a little bit of a turnaround from yesterday. Currently have European markets trading higher, although not as high as they had been. But for the most part, they're all trading up over 1%. So it looks like, you know, depending upon how the economic data comes out before the market opens, we'll probably open at least a little bit higher this morning. But, yeah, it's interesting. I'm sure you know, if you want to share a little bit of insights in terms of the chart.
Yep. Because, looking at it right now as you speak.
I was going to say, it's been an interesting week or so.
So, yeah, looking at the S&P right now, the other day we were talking about how we had hit that top and we came down. Now, here's the interesting part. So we came down 2 days ago to 1955. It was like 2 days ago, which correlates really well with the middle of the W, the first W that I was talking about back in November. There, the middle of that W, that peak in the W, was 1951. So there, you know, 4 points is nothing to sneeze at, but that's just 4 points. And now we bounced off of that, and if we go past, which we are, according to your futures description, we're in an uptrend then, because we're out of here. We're going to break through the ceiling that was resistance, and we will be going back up according to the charts. So now the next stop is pretty much up to the peaks that we had. We had three little peaks in November and January, and so we're looking at 2099. We're looking at 2090, and we're looking at 2063. They had these three little peaks that started higher, a little bit less, and a little bit less. That's our next destination. So that's pretty good stuff. I guess it's as long as oil does what it's doing, but it appears that oil has hit its bottom, despite what Goldman Sachs was talking about a couple weeks ago, that we're going to go down to 20, right?
Yeah, we seem to have been at least stabilizing a little bit in the oil market. So that's, you know, being seen as a positive. You know, we've continued to have some of the Fed presidents speaking, and, you know, for the most part, the consensus is, hey, you know, chances are we're not going to raise again this year, or at least in their mind, it doesn't necessarily make sense unless all of a sudden we start to see some really strong economic data. So I guess that's also taken some of that uncertainty out of it. So, yeah, we'll see. So we only have, what's today? Today's the 25th. I don't even know what day it is anymore. But only a few more trading days left to February. So we'll see.
Yeah, that would be two.
Yeah, we wrap up the month.
We got two trading days left. So.
Okay. Yeah,
Normally we only have one, but this year we have the leap year.
Right.
So.
Exactly. We've got the leap year. And I realized I just looked ahead to March just to see what we have scheduled for on our calendar for March. And we in a couple of weeks, are going to be setting our clocks ahead already. So the days are already getting longer. And just, I think it's 2 weeks, the days will be getting even longer. So that's
pretty
exciting.
That's the best. That's the best. Cool.
All right.
Well, I'll see you at the hors d'oeuvres around 6 o'clock tonight.
Sounds like the plan.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Great.
And see how we wrap up the day market-wise. All right.
You're going to have to keep Joe in tow there. I know he gets all excited during the auctions, so we got to make sure he's not buying he's not buying the house.
But exactly.
He's a very charitable.
Yes.
He's a very charitable guy, no doubt about it. But so he gets all excited when he's in those auctions. So cool.
Uh-huh.
All right, Michelle. Have a great one.
All right.
We will talk with
you
tonight, and I'll talk to you again on Leap Day.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
Yep.
You too.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays, and Michelle helps me with the investment update and market update on Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to get Mike on the phone. We're going to talk with him about movies. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter on HuntChamberRadio.com. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's movie time. I got my friend Mike here, and we're going to talk about movies as we did. We do every Friday with Mike. He gives us a theater one, one that's streaming, and his pick of the week. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Big C.
I hate to do that to you. I always say, good morning, how are you? And then it becomes this pregnant pause.
I'm okay.
All right. I'll have to.
Hi, I'm fine.
I'll have to avoid that question. All right, so you do your homework every week. So what's your first theater movie this week?
This film is called The Boy. It is rated PG-13. It was directed by William Brent Bell. Stars Lauren Cohan, Rupert Everett, and Diane Hardcastle.
Okay.
Young American woman goes and gets a job as a nanny in a remote English village, and she soon comes to realize that her 8-year-old charge is, in fact, a life-size doll.
Really?
And this is the way that his bereaved parents have dealt with the loss of their actual child some 20 years ago.
Wow.
She is given a number of instructions that she must follow.
Okay.
And then the parents promptly depart on holiday. Okay.
Wow.
So she ignores said instructions because it's a doll.
Yes.
Then things get strange.
Okay.
Okay, We hear babies crying and children laughing, and Brahms, the kid doll, begins to appear in other places, and then got the caretaker who has designs on on the young lady, and there you go, and put it together, and what do you got?
I don't know.
Not much.
Really?
Wow. Because what's happening here is they're going a little bit more for the psychological horror, and perhaps the lead character's breakdown, or she can't cope, she can't handle it. Rather than, and I'm not suggesting this is the way the film should have gone, etc. Rather than just going for more over the top. Realm of Chucky sort of things.
Right.
They take another tack, and it really just becomes rather sort of tiresome and longish, so you don't really, you can let this one go.
Wow.
It just doesn't really make it. I mean, we've got the atmosphere, we've got decent acting, and everyone seems committed. It just doesn't come together in any way that's really creepy or scary or satisfying.
You know, when you gave me the plot, at least the beginning of it, and you threw the bomb on me that the parents were substituting this doll for their lost child. The whole bottom just dropped right out. I could rail against going into the theater just to watch that because it doesn't sound very entertaining to me.
Well, I think if you're willing to if you simply can't just based on that, if you can't give yourself to it at all, then I don't think any of the other details of the film matter.
Right. Well, what I was getting at,
there are examples of films that have this sort of thing going on,
right.
where they do succeed. But if there are many films you go, oh, geez, I can't do that. I won't do that. I'm not buying into that, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Well, then, if simply on prima facie you can't do it, well, then it doesn't really matter.
Right.
In this case, however, even if you really were willing to suspend disbelief, it just really isn't going to be much of an entertainment for you. I think it's, well, I'm not going to analyze why it doesn't work. I just will leave it in the fact that it doesn't. It doesn't provide much in the way of scares or suspense. And I think really everyone here seems to be genuinely, you know, they really are committed to it, and they're really making an effort. It just doesn't come about.
Right. Yeah, what I was getting at was the bottom drops out for me because of that emotional duress from just knowing that. Now, if they had gone the Chucky route, as you said, now it takes a different spin because you're
well, yeah, then it's another film entirely. But I just thought I'd make the thinking, yeah. You know, that's more camp and
sure,
fun.
Sure, sure. And that's why I'm saying you could bring me back to considering it if it was going in that direction. If I'm going to...
Well, you know, without digressing too far, I mean, the fact is that you know, I'm thinking about something like a film called The Dead of Night, where it was a series of stories, and we have the doll that comes to life, and, you know,
right.
We have the things like The Great Gabbo about the ventriloquist dummy, and that's been done to good effect, and so forth. My point is it's not impossible or you know, it's been done before and been
sure.
done well.
Sure.
Just doesn't
do it
here.
Sure. Okay. Cool. Well, we beat that one into submission. All
yeah.
right. So, so we'll stay away from that one. The Boy. They really didn't put a lot of effort into the title either, but that's my own pet peeve.
Well, you know, I don't think you really need to do that, but anyway, let's not...
Okay, so we'll go to movie two.
Now that it's down.
Movie two is your stream or DVD. What's up with that?
Okay, this is Macbeth from 2015. This is rated R, and it's directed by Justin Kurzel and stars Michael Fassbender, Marion Cotillard, and David Thewlis. This one, yeah, this is Macbeth. This is Shakespeare. This has been wowing him since 1609. Okay. And we know the plot, and we got witches, and we got murder, and we got revenge, and we got guilt, and we got blood, and what do we got? We got a really good flick.
Wow.
We have very muscular Shakespeare, very robust Shakespeare, very, you know, at times bloody Shakespeare, and it all works.
Mm-hmm.
These people inhabit this work entirely. They do not, it's not like they're just giving us lines or talking lines at us. They're breathing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is wonderful stuff. This is really, this is vital. This is exciting. This loses none of the tragedy, and there are moments where it is very bleak, but that's what it's supposed to be.
That's Macbeth,
and
yes.
It's Macbeth, yeah. But it's you know, the bard is well served here, guys. Check this one out.
Wow. This is like the holy grail of acting, is it not? I mean, people who get this part relish it.
One would, yeah, yes, certainly, I would think so. You know, we are more than ably served here. Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard. Michael Fassbender is without question, and it's not a bold statement at all to say he's one of the best we have. Marion Cotillard is wonderful. She is a cunning Lady Macbeth. But it's remarkable. It's remarkable to. Just on a technical level that I, you know, Tom doesn't permit us to get into at the moment, but just to do service to these words and what's going on here and to speak mm-hmm. these words is remarkable and to do it well.
And
the way what they've done is, you know, you expand it in that now we can see, we can, you know, they put on screen some of the things we can't very well see or don't see as much, you know,
right.
expand on the battlefield scenes and so forth. And these are well done as well.
And the
and this really, I'm sorry?
The dialogue is old English Shakespeare. It's not contemporary.
It is. But, you know, I'm tempted to put in some sort of proviso, you know, or something, you know, I don't need to do that. I'm not going to do that.
No, it's Macbeth. But you gotta be on your game to pay attention, right?
Yeah, yes. But, you know, if you're daunted by Shakespeare, then obviously you're not going to, you know, you're not going to see this film, I wouldn't think.
Right.
But you should see this film, and you shouldn't be daunted by Shakespeare, and you shouldn't, oh, it's for other people, or I don't, you know, that should just not be among your concerns.
Right.
This is intrigue, man. This is, you know, this is the stuff of entertainment.
That's right.
You know, murder and revenge and guilt and, you know, yeah. marvelous stuff.
Brought to you 500 years ago. So soap operas and intrigue existed 500 years ago. They were not...
Well, you know, to state the obvious, I mean, you know, Shakespeare was popular entertainment.
That's right.
It was not... At first, you know, when it was not, you know, in some ivory tower, you know, or the stuff of English lit professors.
Right, right.
It was performed for audiences, for
right.
their entertainment.
Excellent.
You know, and we got that here, and there's other things going on.
Excellent.
But to see it for that reason, it's wonderful stuff, really.
Excellent. Oh. Pat Jobe and Alex Grossi will give you kudos for this one. All right, we're moving on.
That's all I've ever wanted.
All right, we move on to your pick of the week. So we got two this week. What's your pick?
We got two at least, yeah. The Crimson Rivers, this is from 2000. It's rated R. It's directed by Matthew Kasowitz and stars Jean Reno and Vincent Cassel. This is a French film. Murder at a remote college, at a college located in the remote mountain region, and the desecration of a mausoleum